"Stanza the first," she said, then had to clear her throat. It was dry. Outside, the wind howled, and the naked overhead bulb flickered in its fly-specked fixture. My first thought was he lied in every word. That hoary cripple, with malicious eye askance to watch the working of his lie on mine, and mouth scarce able to afford suppression of the glee that pursed and scored its edge at one more victim gained thereby. "Collins," Roland said. "Whoever wrote that spoke of Collins as sure as King ever spoke of our quartet in his stories. He lied in every word. Aye, so he did."
"Not Collins," she said. "Dandolo."
Roland nodded. "Dandolo say true. Go on."
"Okay.
Stanza the second. What else should he be set for with his staff? What, save to waylay with his lies and snare all travelers who might find him posted there and ask the road? I guessed what skull-like laugh would break, what crutch gin write my epitaph for pastime in the dusty thoroughfare. Does thee remember his stick and how he waved it?" Roland asked her. Of course she did, and the thoroughfare had been snowy instead of dusty. But otherwise it was the same. Otherwise, it was a description of what had just happened to them. The idea made her shiver.
"Was this poet of your time?" Roland asked. "Your when?"
She shook her head. "Not even of my country. He died at least 60 years before my when."
"Yet he must have seen what just passed. A version of it, anyway."
"Yes. And Stephen King knew the poem." She had a sudden intuition, one that blazed too bright to be anything but the truth. She looked at Roland with wild, startled eyes.
"It was this poem that got King going."